Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Jesus.
I need you.
I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome you. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. Let us pray. Good morning, Holy Spirit. You are so beautiful to me. Holy Spirit, I love you. And I need you every second of my life. Let your kingdom come in my life as it is in heaven. I surrender totally and completely to you. Have your way in my life. Lord, I come boldly to your throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Please forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. We pray for your grace and mercy. We need your grace to be kingdom citizens. Where will we be without your grace? We thank you for anointing us with fresh oil this morning. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. We thank you for releasing your fresh manna that we need to sustain us. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you for salvation. Jesus, we will follow you and do your will through eternity. Lord, you are our eternal Father, our Elohim, our Yahweh, our Adonai. You are I am that I am. You are Yahweh Jireh, Yahweh Nissi. You are Yahweh Shammah. You are our Yahweh Shalom, our glory, the lifter of our heads, our defender, our strong tower, our Yahweh Rohi, our Yahweh Rafi, our eternal rock of ages, our all in all. We love you, Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit enable us to love and forgive as you do. We receive all the unlimited blessings. Oh God, release the blessings that you have released this morning, release this month, the new month of October. In the name of Jesus, let the breaking of the day release divine blessings into our lives. Thank you for victory in every area of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us go into worship and come back into prayers.
Always miss breathe.
You're growing, you're increasing inside. Under the shadow of my presence, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So breathe. I've got it under control. Breathe, yeah, breathe. For I am your healer, the one who makes you whole. Your growth, you're increasing inside. Under the shadow of my breath, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley,
hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless God for entering us into this new month in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord wherever you are this morning. Thank him for bringing us into the month of October, the 10th month. Hallelujah. It is only by his grace that we have made it to this month of October. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I know that some people did not make it. Hallelujah. But because of God's grace, not because of anything we have done, but because of his grace, we have made it. Hallelujah. And we would have never made it with our almighty God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we want to bless God. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us into this new month, oh God. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, oh God. You are worthy, oh God, of praise. You are worthy, oh God, of glory. You are worthy, oh God, of honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, oh God. Where would we be without you, oh God? Oh, we need you, Jesus. We need you to carry us through. We need you. We cannot even breathe without you. Oh, Father God, we need you. You are our lifeline. We adore you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, God, we praise you. We worship you. We bless your name, oh, God. Oh, we adore you, Lord. We worship you, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We adore you, Lord. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for breaking chains, for setting us free. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving our lives. Thank you for saving the lives of our children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for sound mind, for good health. Thank you, Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. We thank you, Lord, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Where would we be? And so, Lord, we just want to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, you are great. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to go into prayers. Prayers for repentance and cleansing first. Then before we go into declaration for the month of October. Father, in the name of Jesus, we confess and repent of all our personal sins. And ask Jesus to come into our heart. Let this be a day of new beginning. Renounce all sins that have brought on us the consequences of being entrapped in ungodly death, spit, snare, and trap. that have kept us in bondage and unable to fulfill our God-given purpose. Father, have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt and ridicule. Lord, break off the contempt and ridicule that has been put on us by the proud. Wash away our arrogance and arrogant ways that brought a contempt upon us. Lord, forgive us for not forgiving those who have come against us. We now choose to forgive those who have spoken contempt against us, and we release them to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent for every vow, promise, and covenant made to you and to others that we have broken. In your mercy, please cancel these promises, vows, and covenants. We command every evil, ungodly consequence of these to be nullified in Jesus' name. Lord, we choose to cancel and forgive all broken vows and promises and covenants made by others to us. We trust in your words that you will repay. We forgive them and freely release them. We repent on behalf of those who forgot and turned away from you, and for all those, even though they saw your awesome works, for ungrateful and unthankful and complaining instead of thanking you and being grateful for all you have done. Lord, please break off these consequences from us and from our loved ones for being unthankful in Jesus' name. We repent for all generational fear, especially the fear of men. We repent for ways we ran for fear and ended up in a pit in Jesus' name. We repent for any way we have caused conflict, strife, and disunity, especially in the body of Christ. We repent of pride, arrogance, deceit, anger, and fear. We repent of harlotry, sexual immorality, seduction, enticement, or allurement to lead the upright and the righteous astray. We are sorry for every foolishness spoken out of our mouths. Lord, forgive us. We repent and renounce on behalf of ourselves and our family line for all who curse father and mother. We repent and renounce on behalf of ourselves and our family behalf the sin of hatred, racism, and slavery. We repent for putting others in the ungodly depths of hating, despising, and discriminating against them because of different skin color, culture, gender, and belief. We forgive those who have come against our families because of different skin color, belief, and culture. Lord, break the consequences of these sins of our family line and restore love that goes beyond racial, cultural, economic, gender, and diversity boundaries in Jesus' name. We repent and renounce all generational curses that come with seeking worldly riches. Lord, please restore us to seek riches only in you, Jesus. We repent for ourselves and our family for robbing the poor, swindling, gambling, cheating, and using manipulation and witchcraft to gain wealth in Jesus' name. We repent on behalf of ourselves and for all those in our family line who were destroyed through lack of knowledge because they did not seek you, your knowledge and your wisdom. For all those who did not seek your guidance in their walk, their business, their work, their ministry, and their family or other circles of influence, we break every destruction that came upon us as a result in Jesus' name. Father, please remove from our family and ministry any ungodly depths, pit, trap, or snare. Please restore to us all the blessings and benefits that have been held in the ungodly depths of our family line in Jesus' name. Lord, we declare that the enemy will not fall into the trap and snare he has set for us and our family in Jesus' name. Father, we repent on our behalf and on behalf of our family in the ways we did not walk in true spiritual unity. But we allow bitterness, jealousy, and envy to be in our midst, causing us to fall into a trap and snare. Forgive us, Lord. We repent for all those who did not guard their friends and family and the body of Christ and watch them fall into ungodly depths in Jesus' name. On behalf of ourselves and our ancestors, Lord, repent for casting an evil eye on others because of envy, jealousy, thus placing them into ungodly depths. Lord, please remove defilement in any part of us that was placed in ungodly depth due to the evil eye and restore wholeness to us in Jesus' name. Father, forgive us for ungodly passivity that caused us to come into agreement with unjust accusation ungodly perception, ungodly images, word curses, limitations, gossip, and slander that was said against us or against anything that belonged to us. Please forgive. Please, Lord, forgive us. Please disconnect us from all these and cancel them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we now come into agreement with your perception of who you say we are. Lord, in your mercy, please break up ungodly works of our hands. Lord, we repent on behalf of ourselves and our family line for worshiping idols, foreign gods, God's idol, and ungodly beings, putting us in ungodly depths, especially through drugs and the spirit of pharmacia. Lord, please remove any part of us that have been trapped and cleansed. It in the blood of Jesus. We repent for ourselves and for our family for uttering false prophecies, ungodly prayers, witchcraft, curses, or incantations that have placed us into ungodly depths. Please remove all consequences of these actions for us and our family in Jesus' name. Lord, please disconnect us from ungodly physical touch, trauma, or assault in the name of Jesus. We repent for all this honest, unjust covenant made by our sisters or us. We forgive those who committed injustice against us and brought false accusation against us. We renounce and reject every covenant of iniquity and addiction to sin in Jesus' name. We withdraw our soul from perdition and destruction in the mighty name of Jesus. We renounce and reject every appetite for sin through the influence of evil spirits in the name of Jesus. We revoke every covenant, oath, and obligation made by us or by us, consciously or unconsciously, to make us slaves to sins in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, destroy and burn to ashes every evil altar raised to keep us in perpetual bondage to sin in Jesus' name. Release ourselves from collective captivity, community, and neighborhood sin in Jesus' name. Receive a clean break and release from all yokes of sins and iniquity in Jesus' name. We immerse ourselves, our body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. We break every curse and spell issue against our life to make us to go to hell in Jesus' name. We break and neutralize every divination, enchantment, witchcraft, evil mark issued against us to lower us into hell in Jesus' name. We release ourselves from sins and curses from our paternal and maternal sides up to 10 generations on both sides. We rededicate our lives afresh to Christ today. Jesus, take absolute control of our lives. We promise, oh God, not to sin again. Write our name with the blood of Jesus in the book of life. Holy Spirit, come into our lives now. Empower us to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. With the blood of Jesus, erase from our body, soul, and spirit all invincible, satanic labels, marks, or signs in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out of our lives and bind you false spirits of adultery, fornication, evil thoughts, lying, dishonesty, hatred, malice, jealousy, manipulation, drug addiction, drunkenness, confusion, masturbation, pornography, rejection, doubt, unbelief, and unrighteousness. We take authority over all inherited curses from our family and command them broken now in Jesus' name. All gates of breakthrough shut against us because of sin, we command you to open now in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens open unto us now in Jesus' name. Lord, deliver into our hands the keys of spiritual breakthrough. Father, give us an insatiable appetite for your word, holiness, and prayer. Make us hungry and thirsty for your righteousness, thirsty for your presence and power. Any power holding our key to elevation because of personal and family sins be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Every good area of our life that the enemy has denied expression because of past sins receive resurrection in Jesus' name. Sin shall have no dominion over us from today in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We overcome the enemy with the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh. Fill our hearts. Take control of our lives. Take control of the words and our thoughts and our emotions and actions. Take control. We surrender to you, Holy Ghost. We surrender completely and totally to you, Holy Spirit. Oh, have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us into the new month of October. We thank you for giving us another chance to start afresh. We thank you for all that we were able to do last month, the month of September. Thank you for the blessings of the month of October. Thank you for sparing our lives in the name of Jesus. We repent on our behalf and behalf of the church for every ignorance we have been exhibiting. Forgive us for lacking knowledge and exposing ourselves to destruction. Forgive us for bringing rejection as priests upon ourselves and our children. Forgive us for bringing instability into the foundation of the earth as a result of us walking in darkness. Forgive our laziness and slothfulness in prayers. Forgive us for sleeping when we ought to be praying. Forgive us for allowing the enemy to sow tears as we sleep. We take authority over the dedication of the month of this month of October to Roman idols. We revoke such dedication with the blood of Jesus. We erase every evil speaking program into this month in Jesus' name. We cut off the vocal cords of all the idols associated with the month of October. With the blood of Jesus, we erase every incantation over this month of October. We nullify the evil words spoken at the gate of this new month, the month of October. We cast every effect of curses issued into this month of October. We refuse to be blind men. We refuse ignorant. We refuse to be dumb dogs who cannot bark. We reject greed and selfishness in the name of Jesus. We refuse to be shepherds who cannot understand the times and seasons of God. The beginning of the month is the gateway into the new month. We come into the name of Jesus, which is through all satanic gatekeepers manning the gate of this new month of October. We command the monthly pronosticator using the heavenly bodies to cause heaven to be withdrawn from the gate of the month of October. We take authority over the heavens over this month. You will not hear the voice of the court, neither will you hear the voices of witches and wizards. We decree that the heavens will only respond to the voice of the Lord and not to evil and satanic agents. We decree that the heavens will function according to the program of God for the month of October. Oh God, release your hand of judgment and destroy all the pollutions from the satanic altars of worship of the sun, moon, and stars and planets in the name of Jesus. We set ablaze every altar of affliction established in the month of October. We are not your candidates in Jesus' name. We destroy evil altars connecting the month of October with hell. We destroy all evil altars being used by agents of darkness to monitor our progress and the progress of the people of Almighty God. Satanic altars being used to destroy destiny, to destroy and control destinies and hijack the blessings of the children of God. We command you in the name of Jesus to be demolished by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Altars from where men and women of God are being intimidated. We command you to catch fire now in the name of Jesus. You altars used to afflict the youth of the land. Catch fire now and burn to ashes in the name of Jesus. Altars of delay, we destroy you in the name of Jesus. Altars of sicknesses and diseases and incurable diseases, you will not function in the month of October in the name of Jesus. Altars of death and suicide tendencies, your time is up. Break into irreparable pieces in Jesus' name. Every invisible altars of affliction waiting to manifest any time in the month of October, catch fire and burn to ashes. We command the east wind of the Lord to contend with the adversary of God throughout the month of October. Oh God, send a strong east wind to blow and crash all the satanic altars in the name of Jesus. All the satanic priests ministering on the altars of affliction, we command you to fall down and die now in the name of Jesus. We command the arrow and the sword of God to pierce the agents of Satan strengthening altars of evil. We call forth the Son of God, the Holy Ghost fire to smite and burn to ashes burn them to ashes in the name of Jesus. We destroy all the evil priests in the land. This month, the month of October, they will not be able to function. Any hand that wants to arrest us or retaliate in any way or form against our prayers during this month of October must wither now in Jesus' name. We withdraw our name from every demonic programming in the sun, the moon, and the stars, sky, planets, and heavens in the name of Jesus. We withdraw our name and all that belongs to us from satanic altars in Jesus' name. Release fire upon every automatic failure mechanism that wants us to fail this month, the month of October, burn to ashes. We command the earth to open up and swallow up all the satanic elders in the land in the name of Jesus. We command the heavens close over evil diviners in the land. May the sun cover them with darkness that they will no longer be able to be defined in Jesus' name. We destroy every satanic conspiracy against the gospel of Jesus Christ in the month of October. Agents of darkness fighting against the men and women of God will go into perpetual deep sleep. We command the sun and the moon to reject right now all that the evil men program into the heavens against our life and destiny in Jesus' name. Hosea 2:21. God hears the heavens hears the earth. Therefore, we command the earth not to cooperate with the enemy in the month of October. We command the earth to answer to our harvest right now in the name of Jesus. Our harvest begin to respond to us speedily in Jesus' name. The month of October, we command every negative record of the enemy aborted. We call for the blood of Jesus to destroy all the enemy has programmed in the heavens and earth against our lives, our marriage, our family, our business, our ministry, and destiny. We decree that the month of October is a blessed and sanctified month. Every single day of this month must declare the glory of God. The heavens, the planets, the firmament must show forth the greatness of God. The night must show forth the knowledge of the greatness of our God. We will excel in all that we do throughout this month of October. This month of October, God will reveal to us all the secret of the enemies and all the weapons being used against us. This month is the month of harvest. God asks Abraham to speak to the heavens and establish his blessings. This month we decree that our sons will be like the stars of heaven. Wherever our children go, they will shine in the midst of the enemy. In the marketplace, we will excel. In the seats of government of nations, we will shine like stars. We will always be above, for stars are always above. No matter what the enemy is doing, we shall shine in the name of Jesus. Our blessing for the month of October will be as uncountable as the stars. Jeremiah 33:19-26. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea be measured, so will the Lord God of Abraham multiply our seed and blessing in the month of October. As sure as the new month will always show up, so shall our monthly blessings manifest in the month of October in Jesus' name. We command rapid manifestation of the precious fruit of the sun, the precious fruit of the moon, the precious things of the earth, and all the fullness of the earth to locate us in the month of October. Galatians 3:13-14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the Lord. Therefore, this month, we shall be not operate under any curse in the name of Jesus. We are the seed of Abraham. We command our monthly allocation released to us speedily in Jesus' name. Isaac, heavens open over him in famine in a strange land. We command our heavens to open now and release our blessings for this month of October. We shall suffer no loss. We shall suffer no frustration. We shall suffer no delay this month. Oh God, send traitors and disloyal people far away from us. Send fraudsters far away from us. Raise up reliable sons and daughters for us. We will not lose any battle this month. All that you are God has assigned into our hands, receive grace to execute in Jesus' name. We command supernatural debt cancellation this month. Oh God, pay our bills miraculously. We will never be behind on any bill in the month of October. After all payments made, Father, leave our bank account filled with money. Our account will not go into red. Bless our finances. Our bank account will not be empty. Bless our finances. Receive the blessings of God in the month of October. The blessing of the Lord is resting upon our household throughout this month of October in the name of Jesus. Everything around us is sanctified in the name of Jesus. Our income, finances, and businesses are sanctified in the name of Jesus. Fill our barns with plenty in the name of Jesus. There shall be no scarcity in our house and in our land. We shall lack no more. We declare that this month, the month of October, is a new beginning for us, the Church of Christ, our ministry. We enter into a new season of grace, glory, promotion, divine favor, success, overcoming power, the season of the Church ruling with Christ and reigning with Him. We seal this prayer in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering these prayers in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor, O God. How great you are. We bless your name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. Join us this evening at 7 p.m. for the gathering of the Eagles Conference, and you will be blessed. Have a wonderful and blessed day. We say happy, blessed new month. Receive us all those prayers that have been prayed on our behalf. Receive it in the name of Jesus and walk in victory. God bless you.